Nickelback and Far Away, 98.7 The Peak. Can you believe that song's been out now for, what, a few years?
No, I know. It's amazing.
Almost makes you start to feel old, doesn't it, Amy?
Parker, you, seriously, stop calling me old. I'm not old.
We got Gina at Cave Creek. Good morning.
Oh, I'm fine.
What up?
Oh, you were just calling Amy. You said, that's because you're old. And I'm like, well, you're older than Amy, aren't you?
No.
Yay!
Amy's got me beat by, what, 3 years?
Yeah, but I look way younger than you do.
I don't know. I've seen both of you in person. I just assumed that Chris was the older one. He seems to, I don't know.
Seem to handle myself. No, you're right. I seem to handle myself in a more mature manner. That's what it is.
Oh.
you're just saying that I look older.
No, I actually,
that Vina, listen.
You can say that. It's okay.
I'm not going to defriend you, okay? That's not going to happen. So just be honest.
I'm a single person. I was like,
sure.
Well, he's kind of cute. And then I found out that you were actually younger than me. And then I found out you were younger, but then I assumed that you were.
Listen, don't try to turn this around, okay? I'm right now, you've got me, Vina, you've got me contemplating Botox at this point.
Oh, no, but you're cute, though. That's why I'm saying I was interested in you. You are a good-looking guy, so I'm, you know.
Apparently I'm an older good-looking guy. I'm an older gentleman.
No, you're not. You just look older.
No, I thought that you were more of my generation, that's all. Not that I'm not that much older, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, and how old are you, Vina?
I'm not even going to tell you.
No, how old are you? I'm just curious.
No, a man doesn't ask a woman her age.
Hey,
I mean, that's
Vina, true. Vina, you know, a man doesn't ask a woman her age if he's trying to sleep with her. I, however, am not trying to sleep with you. I'm just having a conversation, so therefore, it is on.
No, I'm actually over 40, but I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, my God. How old did you...
Probably about 7 years older than you, and...
I'm 34.
You're 34? Oh, okay.
Oh, geez.
You look like a dinosaur.
But apparently, I look like a dinosaur.
You look good. It looks good.
And I mean, I look like a good dinosaur. Good. Like a well-preserved fossil.
No, I'm saying that wrinkles and little gray hair looks distinguished on men. It's great.
I don't even have gray hair. What the hell?
Oh.
Where do I have wrinkles?
Everybody's got wrinkles that's over 30.
Oh, okay, Vina, here's what's upsetting me about this conversation. Yeah. Let me just tell you this.
I'm digging myself a hole.
No, you're not.
No,
you're
no,
absolutely
no, no.
fantastic.
You're just making me paranoid now.
Well, no. You know, Vina, the real thing is that I drink so much wine, I've actually fermented
that's
myself.
That's what she's done.
And I use so much Botox that I could actually literally kill an elephant with the amount of Botox that I inject into my face.
You use Botox, do you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, she does. Are you kidding me?
God. You know what? Parker's fired up. Vina, you got to go have your breakfast, love. And you know what? Thank you so much for calling in. Please call us again.
Thank you. Yeah, no, anytime you want to call in and make me feel crappy about how old I look.
No,
that's awesome.
Okay. Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye, Vina. I'm just saying.
Really? Are you kidding me right now?
She's seen us both in person, she said.
What the age, man?
I don't know, but I'm thinking maybe Botox and Grecian formula for your hair might, because apparently you're
going to have gray hair.
Well, she seems to think you do.
I know that guys aren't supposed to get paranoid or self-conscious about this kind of stuff, but
no,
I have a bit of a complex about this.
Well,
now.
You know what? You shouldn't, because you are the first person to say that women get old, men get distinguished. But now that you're being called old, no longer you are distinguished.
I'm distinguishedly paranoid. But that's not the point. The point is now I've got a bit of a distinguished complex.
Okay.
About how distinguished I am.
How about this? I got a great doctor. We'll go there. We'll shoot you up a little Botox, maybe a little filler, and then we'll head on down to the salon. I got a great guy. We'll have him cover up the gray.
Let's just talk about this off the air.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right.